Thanks, Rob. It's Download 720 WGN. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Cindy Wilson from the B-52s is going to join us. She, of course, the B-52s, celebrating 40 years since their hit Rock Lobster. That's amazing to think about, but that's 40 years ago. We'll talk with Cindy Wilson. She's coming to Beef Kitchen. She's got a solo career, which she's really taking off in the, I guess it's a contemporary dance genre, dance music. There you go. Also coming up, we got some Margaret Glaspie's going to be here, which I'm excited about. She's a tremendous singer-songwriter from Brooklyn. And also David, I got to get the name right, Lau Pepe, right, from Gang of Youths, another band that's coming through town that just got announced that they're going to be at Lollapalooza. So, yes, we have some great stuff coming up here on the program tonight after 9 o'clock. It's now it's time for the thrilling conclusion of a story we talked about earlier in the month, and it was all about the judges. Tonight, part two of our convo. The first part was all about who we recommended and why these recommendations matter. And tonight, we follow up to see if Cook County voters did their duty. Dartesia Pitts is the president of the Cook County Bar Association, one of the oldest bar associations made up of African-American lawyers in the country. Founded back in 1914. Dartesia Pitts, welcome back to the program. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's get right to the question everybody wants to know, and that's, did we follow your recommendations? You know, when we get to the results of the primary on Tuesday, I guess I asked the question, you had a list of highly recommended, recommended, and not recommended. How did we do?
I think that the voters were educated going into the booths, and I think that the results of the election showed that they did their homework.
Really?
Yes.
So you see more people making the right choices, and it looked like from the data that a lot of the bar associations that gave not recommended mm-hmm. to judges, those judges did not get on the ballot.
Yes, and I think that it's not about the
general, yeah.
Not about the right choices. The bar associations want to make sure that the voters have information to make the best decision for themselves.
Right.
And we give that guidance with the ratings, whether they're qualified or not. So our not recommended is related based on their qualifications and that criteria that we talked about previously.
Yeah, and I find it interesting because you'll hear after every election, and this is something that's been going on for years here in the Chicago area, and it's not just here, it's everywhere around the country, but you'll hear like that voters are ignorant when it comes to judges, and more often than not, people who are not fit to be on the bench get elected again because people don't know any better. They just hit you hear that story over and over and over. Do you see it changing? I mean, as Cook County right here in the primary, as you just said, most of the associations that said not recommended, they didn't win.
Yeah, they didn't win. I think that, like I said, I think the voters are actually doing their research. Google makes it so easy. Information is so accessible. They can pull up the information, review, research, look at people's websites, look at their records, and make better decisions going into the voters'
pool. All right. And of course, there's still the general election coming up here in November. One thing I want to ask you about, Dartesia, we didn't talk about this last time, and I kind of kicked myself in afterwards. But I wanted to ask about representation, diversity representation, both when it comes to race and gender mm-hmm. on the benches in Cook County. Mm-hmm. Is this an issue for Cook County? I mean, are you seeing, do we have a more diverse bench here in a county that is one third white, one third black, and one third Latino? Are you seeing that represented in the courts?
Absolutely not. I think that I want to give Cook County credit. I think that it has gotten better over the years, but the practice of law in general has been predominantly white men. So as time goes on, the practice is becoming more diverse. So you see the sprinkling of diversity happening within the judiciary, but we do have some work to do.
But when you talk about the actual bench, the judges who are elected, even right. It is predominantly white men.
Yes, it's expensive. that's judicial financing. Campaign financing
to run a campaign.
That's expensive. And experience. Just sometimes getting past us, those people who are rating you, can be a problem as well. So it just really depends.
Hmm. I wonder about it, too, because when I think about this system, and there's been a lot of head scratching in the last couple of days about mm-hmm. how judges are elected, because, again, we have a closed primary in Chicago in the Cook County and state of Illinois. And in doing so, that means that if I pull a Republican ballot or if I pull a Democrat ballot, I get those choices for judges.
Right.
I don't see the other side. Right. And there is a part of me that goes, well, why am I voting for a politician for governor or a politician for secretary of state and a politician for judge? I don't understand why it's played out that way. And I guess the question I ask here is, is that something that's concerning? What are the alternatives if it's not through political party, two-party system to elect our judges?
Well, we could totally take our judges off of a political system, period, right? But then that goes back to what we talked about before, statutory changes, so that when we select or elect our judges, the judges are just thrown into one big, you know, gumbo, and then you select that way as opposed to them being divided mm-hmm. into any party. One of the ways that they've tried to resolve that, kinda, is by the creation of the sub-circuits. And the sub-circuits will create more diversity with race, with gender, as well as with party affiliation.
How do they do that? Why does the sub-circuit do that?
So sub-circuit breaks the entire county down into smaller districts or smaller okay. sub-circuits. So depending on where you are, you might actually, in some of the western suburbs, be able to get elected as a Republican judge if that is the makeup of your community and your immediate demographic. But I don't know if that
No, but that makes a lot of sense to me because, mm-hmm. again, I guess it's the layman in me, and I'm right. ignorant to how this all plays out. I'll be the first to say that right. I lead with my curiosity. I don't have a lot of institutional knowledge on how we got here and why right. we do it this way, but it does seem strange to me that politics is injected into our judicial system because of the fact that at the end of the day, I think we all, everyone listening right now, would think that you'd want your judge to be fair and impartial and not necessarily in line with the party ideals of one way or the other.
I agree with you. And actually, that's why it's so difficult to go to a judicial candidates forum. They can't talk about anything. You ask them, well, what are your, you know, objectives, or what do you base your election on? What are your motives? Why are you running? To be a fair, you know, impartial, good judge with a great temperament. You know, they give the cookie cutter answers
yeah, right.
because there is a standard by what we're looking for in a ideal judge. And I do agree actually with you that it does kind of, you know, confuse the process. Is already confusing
right, right.
as it is
right.
And then they're divided into political parties and say, hey, what if you are actually a Green Party candidate?
Yeah.
You know, that so it just really throws everything off. And that is why it's so important. Those ratings are important, because what happens is the ratings, we're looking at the qualifications. Do they have the knowledge? We can't even really judge them. We can't judge the judges on their views because they're not supposed to share them. We just want them to be fair and impartial. I'm not exactly
sure.
Strange.
But it's so strange, too, because they don't share their, you know, their views, but yet they're running in a two-party system. They're one way or the other. So
right.
I don't know. It just seems to me that is a archaic way to think about the way we do judge or put people on the bench to decide important issues in our area.
I agree with you.
But what I love is, you know, even talking about this, is that the other option, selection, that doesn't work.
Right.
Because selection, essentially, who's selecting?
Well,
does that politicians? And we see this at the federal level where they will appoint judges, and then it becomes even so blatant on both sides where the political parties say we have to win this time around so we can put our judges in.
Right.
And it just seems to me that it's just all so selection is not necessarily any better or than election.
Not at all. And the Illinois Supreme Court makes the appointments and they make the selections for the statewide, countywide vacancies.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also a process where you can become an associate judge. And the associate judges, they're not what they consider full circuit, but they apply to be a judge. And then the full circuit judges, the ones who were elected by the people, they then vote on who they want to serve as an associate judge.
Man.
So that's an entirely different process of selection. So that, yes, that also is very political. Whether you're putting a political party name on the candidate or not, relationships, networking, that
favoritism, all that
absolutely.
Kind of stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, my last thought And, you know, and I thank you for being here. D'Artesia Pitts back for part two of our conversation about the Cook County judges. She's the president of the Cook County Bar Association. But the Cook County Bar Association, reading more about the association, its history, I mean, really came together in the late 19th century, was founded and formally in 1914. And you can understand why you would want African-American lawyers to create a bar association, because we all know the sordid history in the United States of America that comes to being fair and equitable, especially when it comes to minorities in this in this country. In 2018, you would think there would be less of a need for a Cook County Bar Association because we have grown so much as a society, as you can see me put a smile on my face. But the point being that do you have to think about those issues when it comes to or equitable and issues of being fair as a judiciary, because when it comes to things like race and comes to this idea of making sure that everything is fair and partial in 2018?
Absolutely.
Or impartial, yeah.
I live in Chicago, and they say that Chicago is one of the most segregated cities in the country still to this day. And part of sitting on that bench and having the honor to sit on that bench is to be able to make a decision based on experience and being compassionate to the litigants that are before you. And there are some people, there are some lawyers who they don't understand the experience of diversity.
Was a part of their life.
It's not even necessarily a bad thing. It's just their experience. Diversity on the bench is important so that you can have the compassion for the litigants before you. And considering that the courtrooms, if you go to 26 in California, and I hate to say this, but if you go to 26 in California, you would think that no white person in the city of Chicago has ever committed a crime. There are black and brown people there. And that's why it's important so that you put judges on the bench that look like the litigants, that can understand the societal issues that they're dealing with.
Right. And that's important for any judge. D'Artesia Pitts is the president of the Cook County Bar Association. As we did part one, we did part two to wrap up. It's good to hear that the electorate came through here in Cook County, and we did follow the recommendations, and the not recommendeds didn't do well. But there's still a long way to go, and look forward to continue the conversation. D'Artesia, thanks for being here.
No problem. And the generals are coming up. They'll all be Democrats. They'll be running uncontested.
See?